I apologize. If it was up to me, I would give the Olam time to relax after one, air out. Like it says in the Torah, you have to be litin revach l'shvoinin bein parsha l'parsha. But the people who are ma'argin believe in the Olam very stark. And they think they can go le'elo u'le'elo. Okay. So they don't give me time, b'kitzer. I have to start right away. So, the Maisa, there is a big feeling inside. We go from the Archei Kala, and we have a tremendous Aliyah, and we close the Gemara, and we go out in life, continue in life, and we have a big question. How could we take what we have here and bring it into every day-to-day life? But between me and you, this isn't only a question in Archei Kala. It's a question a lot of us ask every day. We work, we spend a lot of time working, a lot of koiches in working, and even if we learn, but many of us feel we close the Gemara, closed, we moved on, and how is what we learn in the morning, what we learn at night, that little bit, mashbia, on the rest of our day? As we want to teach us, there's a big side, it is mashbia tremendously. You can't believe how much. And we're going to start with bringing from the people in the Archei Kala themselves, how they've said, after Archei Kala, so many have gone back and their lives have changed. They started to learn more hours, more bi'iyun. And it's not a question, they're just learning more time. Their whole life has changed. Their connection to Torah, their emunah, their bitachon. A little bit of Torah goes a long way. But we want to say a story the other way also, a surprising story. There was someone who was a bachur in a top yeshiva, huge Baal Kishron, knack. And after he was in his 30s, young 30s in Lakewood, he went out to business. 6 months later, after he went to business, he found himself in a casino in Las Vegas. And in a casino, not only was he betting, but the women that are around you are not sitkanias like Rochel and Leah, to understate it. And he went to one of his rebbeim, Rav Waxman, and he said, I can't believe it. 6 months ago, when I was tops in yeshiva, it was tops and tops yeshiva, and afterwards in BMG, if somebody would have told me they went to a casino in Las Vegas, I would have shried, you're ruining the world, mushches. I would have screamed at my Shabbos table in yeshiva, I would have given a schmooze. And 6 months later, I'm in the casino? How did this happen? I can't believe this. And Rav Waxman asked him a question. He said, the 6 months that since you've left Lakewood, did you open a Gemara? He says, open a Gemara? You don't understand. When I was in Lakewood, I was learning Tifarain, Reb Chaim, Reb Olber, Reb Akiva, I'm working now. Well, I've got to learn Daf Yomi. It's not learning. It's nothing. I said, now I can't learn. What do you want from me, Rebbe? He says, you know why you're in the casino? Because you don't learn every day. Whatever you learn, the koyach of Torah is so tremendous. We don't realize the hashpah of every word of Torah, what it has on us. And Be'ez Hashem, it's Mo'ed Matim, this week's parsha, is going to teach us how powerful and how strong. We're going to be surprised. Yaakov Avinu is Heilich in his Gullus in this week's parsha. And he has Harbe Nisyenis in front of him. A Shidduch. The Medrash says in the beginning of the parsha, he was going and Eliphaz stole all his money. You know what it's like, Shidduchim without money? Va'oid, when the father-in-law is Lavan, he's Rotzach HaKesef. No one's going to look at him. How is he going to get a Shidduch? Parnosa! How is he going to have Parnosa? Not only did Yaakov get a shidduch, he got four. Not that I'm yayitz anyone to do this. Four. Not only did he have parnasa, when he went out, it was vayifrat l'roiv. The eyes of Lavan's kids were popping. He made kol hakavod as Ephraim us. Look what's going on here. He swindled us. He did not swindle. He was honest. The other guy, his father-in-law, swindled him. But he stayed honest. And lebesoif, he was zeicha. But he had hard years. Don't fool yourself. He had hard years working for his shidduch. He had hard years working for his money. But lebesoif, he was matzliach nifla b'yaiser. He had a brother Esav who caused him a lot of sorrows. A father-in-law Lavan who caused him a lot of sorrows. These were very big hardships in life. There was a lot of sinner. Anti-Semitism was very prevalent. He lived with a lot of sinner from people. And he was mis'ala and misgaber ala kol. As the question is, so what was the side of Yaakov? What gave him the koyach to be misgaber? And from here we want to learn to our lives. Every person here is going back. He has his life, his nisyonos. How am I able to rise above it? How am I able to do it? As we're going to learn from Yaakov Avinu in this week's parsha. In Tchilas HaParsha, he has a beautiful chaloim. Asula mutzvarsha v'roishay megia shamayma. He sees malochim oilim v'yordim. The Medrash says they yordim to protect him. V'Hashem nitzav alav v'omaloi ani shmarticha b'chol asher telech v'yivorech oischa. You know what? When he started his journey to Galus, he got a beautiful nevuah. Hashem's with you. And you're on your galus. It looks to us like he's going out of the Beis Medrash and he's living a world of nisyonos. It's a sulon la'alois lamailo. And Hashem's going to be with you in every step of the way. Wow. I would love to get a dream like that. Maybe you all will tonight. Oh. But what was the side? Why was he zeicher to such a dream? As it says, because the words before in the parsha tell us, Vayishkav b'mokom ahu. Chazal learned out, before he went to Galus, he went to Shem ve'Ever 14 years, and he learned basmata. Vayishkav b'mokom ahu, Torah that you learn empowers you. It's your sulam ha'oila lemagla. It keeps you going. And it keeps Hashem watching over you in every step of the way. It gives you the koyach and the chizik to be mis'ala. That is what Torah does to a person. It lifts him to tremendous heights, even though he left the Beis Medrash. That's what he means. He learned in Shem Ve'Ever. Very nice. But he left Lakewood. Wasn't in his 30s. He was a little bit older. But he left. But that connection to Torah, and he stayed connected afterwards too, but that connection to Torah, oh, what it does for the person, that's Vayishkav Mamokom Ahu. It says that when he went, he was Vayivka Mamokom. What place? Zog de Gemara in Chulin Har HaMoiria. When he had this dream, Hashem brought Har HaMoiria, the Koisel, the Har HaBayis, it brought him. Zot Tisfas Emes. It's coming to teach us. He thought he was leaving Eretz Yisrael like everyone here. He thought he was leaving the Koisel behind. But when you go like Yaakov Avinu, when you prepare yourself with Torah, you take the Koisel with you. You take the Makom HaKedusha with you. It's Reb Moshe Feinstein in Darish Moshe. He thought he was leaving the Beis Medrash. He was closing the Gemara. And Hashem sent him Har HaMoiria. He took the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Orin, with him. L'lamedcha, when you leave the Beis Medrash, when you're in your Galus, If you connect to Torah, you are taking everything with you. It's dark, it's night, but Hashem is with you, and Hashem is there. If you reach out to Hashem, Hashem is with you. Reb Simcha Zeisel adds beautifully, what did he do that the Beis HaMikdash, the Har HaBayis, came to him? Rashi brings Chazal. He said, how didn't I daven in the Kaisel? He took a few steps to the Kaisel, and the Mokam Mikdash came to him. Zok Reb Simcha Zeisel, it wasn't like he did the whole journey. He just started. You see what his Oirus L'Kedusha does. One, his Oirus to do something good. And the Mikdash came to him already. We underestimate the Koyach of Torah. We underestimate the Koyach of his Oirus L'Kedusha. And it's such a chaval, because we give up on ourselves. We don't believe in what we're doing. As we want to empower ourselves together, be mechazik ourselves together, every liman ha-Torah and every Yisayiris d'Kedusha goes a very long way. Number one is the Kayach of Torah. Number two is the Kayach of Tefillah. Very, a powerful medrash. The medrash in the beginning, it's a medrash rabbah. Shir lamalos eseinai el ha-horim. Me'ein yavoi ezri. Yaakov Avinu has a critical moment in life. He's looking for a shidduch. Eliezer b'shal shaholich lahavi yisrich v'ka, v'yikach eved asara gmalim. Ani loy nezem echad v'loy tzomid echad. How am I going to find the shidduch? I don't have a penny to my name. Eliphaz took everything. Yaakov Avinu has that rega of confusion, of worry. What's going to be? How am I going to get out of this matzim? How am I going to find it? And you know what Yaakov Avinu did? Chozer v'omar, mani moivit sivri min bayri. What? I forgot about Hashem? What am I nervous about? What am I worried about? Chas v'shalom. How could I lose it? What does he say? Shir HaMalas says, Einai El Arim, Me'ein Yavai Ezri. We have those moments. How am I going to get out of this? How am I going to have a Yeshua? Me'ein Yavai Ezri. Zok Yaakov Avinu, Ezri Me'im Hashem. Hashem yishmocho mikol ro yishmores nafshecha. Vayetze Yaakov. What's Vayetze Yaakov? Zog de Sfas Emes. It doesn't say Vayivrach Yaakov. It says Vayetze calmly. Because he knew he has Hashem. He daven. We have Hashem everywhere. And this is very important. We want to be mechazik. Tfila is not tfila. Tfila is much, much deeper. Yaakov Avinu, the Aves HaKadoshim, left for us a takana. We don't have too many takanas from the Aves HaKadoshim. We'll ask the Eilim to think how many they have. None, besides Tfila. The only thing they left us is Tfila. Why? Because the Aves are the Yisoid Am, and they left us the Yisoid of Klal Yisrael. Tfila. How did Yaakov leave us tefillah? Vayifka b'mokon. He was heading to Golis. He was misakin tefillahs mariv. Vayifka b'mokon. What is tefillah? I have a meeting with mekoymei shel adam olam that could help me with everything and anything. I have one place I could call out to Hashem and I never lose hope. Shir HaMalos, whenever we feel, Me'ein Yavai Ezri, Ezri Me'im Hashem. That's what tefillah is. Three times a day, we connect. Oh, that Vayivka B'Makom, in a challenging life, and everyone has their challenges. Befrat Ikvis de Meshicha, the Amorayim say, they don't want to be there, but we're there. Everyone has their challenges. Everyone hides it very nicely. Under the cover. Under the blanket. But we all have our challenges. And we all have our hope. And we all have our Yeshuas. And it's with us three times a day. We could be Vayivka Bamokom, Mekoyme Shel Olam. And we've seen so many Yeshuas. As one of the people who were captured and were in the tunnel, who never davened Hashem, he met Hashem in the tunnel of Shevi. And he came out and he passed on such a beautiful message to everyone. I found my light of hope in the tunnel in Gaza. You all could find your light of hope. You don't have to be there. Every one of you has Hashem. Every one of you has your Vayivka Bamakom three times a day if you want to have that meeting. It's Biyadeinu. Wow. Okay. Azat Torah, to be Machazik, Akesha to Torah, learning Torah, keeping that connection in any way, and Befrat, when the more we learn with the Gishmak, like the Elam was learning here, it lifts it up, the connection, it goes into our bodies different. It's Makadish us. It puts us on a sulam ha'ayla l'mala. And our keshet Hashem with tefillah. That's very important. It's our hope, it's our bracha, and it keeps us through our gullus. That's the only, that's our lifeline. We want to end off. One of the big nisyonos of the dar is something that everyone knows what I'm talking about. And from dealing with Bachar and my wife, with seminary girls, we hear how it affects them, their parents, and we know it's true. We all see it. These social pressures to put on, I am Matzliach. I'm doing well. Financially, I'm showing everyone I'm doing great with my Shidduchim. I'm doing well financially. I have to put on a very big front. It shows itself in the kedushim we make, the simchas we make, the houses we have, the clothing we wear. You know, it's good to wear warm clothing. There's nothing wrong with buying good, expensive, warm clothing. But when I want everyone to see what name it has on it, that's a step after. When I want everyone to see my car, my meat board, my simcha, my singer, that's a step afterwards. Why does the Yetzirah do this so much? Because the Yetzirah knows that if he's going to tell us, this is your shivus, this is your covet, this is who you are, this is your identity, you must live up and show everyone who you are, your chashiv. He's going to zap you of all your koiches, and it's going to go in that direction. As he took a huge thing that he knew he got everyone working very hard for something. As the final lesson, how to be miskaber, as we learn, Torah gives us the koyach to go above it. Because we all deep down inside know what's right. Torah opens our eyes that we could raise above it. Tefillah, when we connect Hashem, it's makadish us and meroimim us. It helps us look at life differently. But there's one more nekuda, one more etza, and with this, we are going to finish. There is one more person in the parsha that always blows us away. Rachel Imenu. Rachel Imenu is the angel of Bein Adam Lechaveroi. Rachel Imenu had a sister who sold her shidduch. Did you ever try to steal anyone's shidduch? Do you know how they react? And do you know when a sister steals a shidduch? You know how painful that is? I mean, the guy wants to marry me. You should understand that. Yaakov used to send the presents. Lavan used to give it to Leah, and Rachel was shaysik. Rachel could have gone ahead and not given Leah the simanim. She did. the Medrash says, not only, she didn't give Leah the simanim, she went into the room the night of the chasana, and she spoke from the room. Lo yuman, you cannot believe such a thing. How could a person do that? There's one answer. The Medrash says the answer. She didn't want to embarrass her sister. Her sister did something terrible, something wrong. We live in life with people that do a lot of wrong things to us. They're very on top of us. They say a lot of things that are not beseder in our families also. We have a lot of issues with in work, at home, neighbors, with a lot of people. We learn from Leah, from Rachel, something so powerful. She was Mevater. Why? She didn't think of herself. She thought of her sister. She was Maver al Midoisai, means I'm not thinking of myself, my Shivas, my covet. I'm thinking of someone else. That's the Maisa of Asei Toiv, that we all could be makabel around us, to think of everyone else's covet. Instead of always bragging and trying to show everyone how chashiv we are, let's try to switch the keys, switch the direction. Let's try to be sensitive to other people's covet and give covet to acherim. Mavra al midoisai. Rachel was zeicha to Mashiach, to Yosef, which is the future of Klal Yisrael, Mashiach ben Yosef. Why? Bishchus, she was masa de simonim. The Churban Abayis was sinas chinam. Where does sinas chinam come from? I'm thinking of myself. He's bothering me. He hurt me. She hurt me. I'm thinking of myself. Rachel Imenu took the step past it. Rachel is the one who is buried on the side to cry and to bring us back. How is she going to bring us back? When we learn from her how to live life. As Torah, Tefillah, Maver al Midoisai. These are all things that will lift us over on Nisyanus. Help us to raise above. We should be zeicha to see the Sulam Ha'oila Lamaila. And Be'ez Hashem Bekarev, Yoyrid Lamata, the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi, the Geulois, the Shmirois from Hashem, the Brachas to everyone, everyone here who came and did something big, and everyone here who's Makabal to continue what he got here. Should continue to be Oyla Lamaila and be Zeicha Hashem, should be Mitzev Alecha Veshmarticha Uberechticha B'chol Asher Telech in every Koishi and every Nisayan. Les Ales, Les Roimim, Kulanu Yachad. We should be Zeicha to Gulas V'Yeshua's Mu'arif.